Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Next week is our annual celebration of love and affection, and along with the bouquet of flowers, a box of candy seems to be quite appropriate. Now, ordinarily, we would dash off to Globbers or Walking Foos, but truth to tell, there is an alternative, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, handmade candy is a distinct possibility.
Nothing says, you know, I love you more than making something personal for the person you're giving it to. I mean, look, we have some great chocolatiers in the city, there's no doubt. But if you have the sort of gumption to get into the kitchen a few days ahead of time and just kind of craft some candies, I mean, it's a lovely gift.
I'm blown away that you can actually do this because I always regard it as such an artful form of cooking.
It certainly is. And I guess, you know, kind of like the coffee mug your child gives you where mom might not even be spelled right. You know, that it doesn't need to, they don't need to look beautiful. They just need to be made by hand. And we've put a couple recipes on the website for some that are relatively easy, but also have sort of the ability for you to go crazy.
Now, I noticed you had a recipe for what they call bark, which is absolutely one of my favorites.
And probably one of the easiest things to craft. All you need to do is melt some chocolate in a double boiler and then gather together a bunch of ingredients, different types of nuts, dried fruits. I like to use orange zest or lemon zest, some candies or sugars.
Broken up candy canes.
Exactly. And then you just basically melt this chocolate, slather it onto sort of, I like to use a nonstick pad or just some parchment paper that you spray with some release pan spray. And then just start gobbing things on top. You put it in the fridge, let it harden, then you just break it up and start wrapping it in a little cellophane and give it as a gift.
That's all?
It's super easy. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, chocolate truffles are something that I think are, you know, obviously traditional. It's not hard. It's kind of just like making a ganache. It's sort of just melting chocolate with some butter, some corn syrup, a little bit of heavy cream, and then letting that, again, harden in the fridge, and then just using a melon baller and scooping out balls and then rolling them into all sorts of things like cocoa powder or crushed up nuts or toasted coconut. The recipe we have has bourbon in it, but you can go crazy and use any type of spirit you like to sort of personalize that whole thing.
That's easy too.
I think they're super easy. I mean, one that's a little more challenging technique-wise would be to make something like a praline, only because that's a sugar that's cooked up to a specific temperature. You need a candy thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a simple mixture of things like sugar, half and half butter, you just cook it to basically softball stage, we call, which is 240, and then throw in whatever you want. The recipe we have is for bacon and pecan pralines. So you throw in some crushed bacon and some pecans, but you can take, again, anything you choose. This is kind of like candy glue.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of take and dollop these again onto a nonstick pad or some parchment paper and let them cool down, and you've got these great little candies.
Sounds like a drive through the deep south.
Yes, of course. Rum balls, you know, making just, now that this requires a little baking, so now we're getting into a little more, but you basically kind of bake a brownie and then throw this in like a stand mixer. And moisten your liquor of choice, you know, something like dark rum is what I like to use, but you can use brandy, you can use tequila. And this basically cake dough gets moist enough to now form into balls.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you have to be over 21 to enjoy these candies because they will be kind of, you know, heavily loaded with alcohol. But again, just making these balls, rolling them in sugar, you have a great little treat to give someone.
We're going to put all of these recipes on the web, and people can try them. It's guaranteed to put a smile on someone's
face. I think so. I think it's a great gift.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.